Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a new 24-hour women's world record, an alternate to Grand Canyon's Rim to Rim to Rim, and Last Man Standing YouTuber edition. It was a historic weekend on the Central High School track at the 2018 Desert Solstice 24-hour. There were many storylines and high hopes going into this year's event. First, the field was the largest ever assembled with 33. Second, it was the most stacked it's ever been. Third, almost all participants stated they were going for the full 24 hours. And fourth, we had some historic matchups. Courtney versus Camille, Reagan versus Bitter, all going at it for 24 hours straight. Well, how'd it play out? Courtney was the first to fall, ending her run just shy of 100K, tired after a long season of racing.
Yeah, you wanna tell us just, so you're done? Done for the day?
Done for the day and the night.
Okay. You want to tell us, like, just what's going on or what happened out there?
Yeah. My legs ran out of gas. And I think my smartest move right now is to just rest them and get ready for next year instead of pounding them into the ground for 16 more hours.
Next up, it was Zach Bitter. Although he split through 100 miles first in 1323, he soon had a bit of a health hiccup and had to withdraw. Patrick Reagan was the second male through 100 miles in 1404, looking like a literal machine out there. But after 200K, came to a grinding halt. He persisted for a few hours walking laps, but his day was done. At this point, it was all Camille Herron. She was just behind Zach through 100 miles, setting a new US track best at 100 in 1325 and second fastest in the world all time to her own existing world record. She continued on to set a new 24-hour world record of 162.919 miles. Simply amazing. Around the 130-mile mark, she stopped, walked several laps, and to me it didn't seem like she was going to go again. But she surprised. Next up, let's talk the men. Jacob Jackson, not super well known, but he should be. He threw down this year, winning the Coldwater Rumble 100, in January, second at Angeles Crest 100, first at Javelina 100K, and takes the surprise win here in the 24-hour with 157.589 miles. And it was drama on the track for the next three positions, all vying for the 24-hour national team. The competition pushed Greg Armstrong, Nick Curry, and Bob Hearn all over 150 miles. This is the most 150-plus mile performances we've seen in a while on a U.S. soil in a single race, and it was amazing to watch. Nick was trying to pass Greg in the final minutes, but Greg left it all on the track, staying ahead of Nick by just 100 meters until the horn sounded, whence he collapsed on the field. We also saw a new barefoot record of 144 miles by Andrew Snope and a new Mexico national record from Oswaldo Lopez with 139.6 miles. Okay, that was a bit of a mouthful. On to some big news coming out of irunfar.com. The two operators of the business and longtime couple, Brian Powell and Megan Hicks, are now married. Congratulations to you and the best going forward. We've heard a lot about women lowering the fastest known time on the Grand Canyon double crossing or rim to rim to rim. This FKT route follows the Kaibab Trail from the south rim to north rim and back, or vice versa. But did you know there is an alternate rim to rim to rim? Completed back in 2014 by Peter Backwin, and also on the trip was Buzz Burrell, who helped coin the term. The route follows the Bass Trail from south to north and back. This route is downstream of the main corridor route on the Kaibab and requires a 90-minute drive on a dirt road from the south rim. Also interesting is there's no bridge to cross the Colorado River, requiring either a pack raft or a brisk swim. This Monday, Jim Walmsley, Tim Frericks, and Eric Sensman set out to follow in Peter and Buzz's footsteps to complete a double crossing on the alt rim to rim to rim. They were successful after two swims and navigating snow and brush on the North Bass Trail. They finished with a new FKT of 12 hours, 20 minutes, and 54 seconds. I personally love the concept of this route and hope to give it a crack myself soon. I think the time can be lowered quite a bit with more efficient transitions from the run to swim to run and back. Chris Mocco announced this week on The Mocco Show.
This past November, I put in my notice, my final day of work, November 14th. Retirement 2.0 has begun. Holy freaking moly.
That he has again quit his tech job and will be going full steam ahead as a professional runner. Last time he did this, he went on an insane racing binge that led him all the way to Western States. We look forward to watching his attempt to return to the big dance in 2019 and avenge his previous performance there in 2017. Mako, we'll see you in AZ in February. The annual Hellgate 100K took place this past weekend in Virginia. This race starts at midnight, making it extremely challenging and unique. I've yet to do it myself, but that just sounds cold. Anna Evans won for the ladies in 13 hours 4 minutes. On the men's side, it was Darren Thomas with the win in 11 hours 2 minutes. Next, on to Texas. The Brazos Bend saw a muddy year, but still some speedy times. Kyle Petari won the 100-miler in 15:51, with Julie Kafitz on the ladies' side. Jim Walmsley recently announced on his Instagram he is training for the Houston Half Marathon, is targeting a 104 to qualify for the Olympic trials. Will he get there? Well, we'll find out soon. With the rise of the last man standing race format popularized by Laz's Big Dog Backyard Ultra, I can't help but notice that the trend is taking off beyond the running world. Check out this, the last man standing in a circle challenge organized by YouTuber MrBeast. He starts with 12 guys in a circle, no sitting allowed, and he adds weights to a weight vest every hour. The final four lasted about 30 hours in total, which is pretty impressive, before making a pact to split the $100,000 prize purse four ways. Definitely cool to see this kind of concept taking steam, but a draw? No way would Laz ever let this happen. YouTubers are soft. I'd like to see that rule removed. No splitting the purse, last man standing, or bust. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 123 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam's flame sunglasses. Links will be below. Have a shitty week.